Tanya Dongaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusadache, Ungahuwe, and Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
It is 6 o'clock on this gorgeous Tuesday evening, and we're broadcasting from Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nichikiwen, Doug Clark, Warren, Jiznikaz, Minwa, Sean Story. It's not Minwa, and it's Nabi, the way when. Here we go, Sean. It's, isn't it nice out? Feels like spring.
It's not bad.
Well, feels like early fall, actually.
Early fall, and it's still August.
Right, but this is our last show for August.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
We don't have them
next week. It'll be September. Wouldn't that be nice? I noticed, did you notice on campus how busy it is right now?
It's kind of busy, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Kind of.
Yeah, well, from what we've had all summer, this is busy.
It's been nice and
wait
quiet.
Wait till next week.
Next week's going to be tremendous.
I remember the days when I moved into onto a campus as a young university student.
Young Douglas.
Quite a few years ago. And because I took a walk around campus today when I got here, I tried to, you know, plan and sort of sort out how we're going to do tonight's show. And I got thinking as I was going, look at all these young people all over, and they're in groups. Look at this. They're finding their way around. I guess they're being oriented.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
For some group, yes. Yeah.
And here, this is the only place you need to know, CFRC.
Oh.
This here is Carruthers Hall, fabled in a story and a song, this place.
Yeah.
CFRC. What do you call it? Many a celeb has
visited.
Walked out these doors.
Oh, that's nice. Well,
right? Because you have the Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the rest of them.
Oh, come on. There's all Stu.
Oh, yeah, Stu. Yeah. Of course, the Stu.
And Jeffrey.
Disco Stu. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey who?
Jeffrey went from being radio to print. And he became an editor at one of the big wig.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well.
Not the wig.
Not the wig?
No, not the wig.
I hope not.
No, I think he was with the Globe and Mail.
So there's
quite a history of people who've been here. And, you know, CFRC in early October will be celebrating 103 years of radio.
103.
Yeah.
Good for...
We're getting closer and closer to being 109. 101.9.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that would have to be 19. I don't know. 2019? Who knows? Tonight, we're going to have a bit of music. We're going to share a few ideas. And as I was pondering how we're going to change, this is a teaser, and we're not going to do it right now. But I went to the library, and they had this book. It's green. I love it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's a book that was written by Leanne Simpson. Stories of Anishinaabe Recreation, Resurgence, and New Emergence. And it's called Dancing on Our Turtle's Back. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'll take my time trying to read this, and I need just to take my time. I noticed, though, even though it's a library book, that as I was going through reading some of the chapters, you notice what somebody did? In this book, somebody
defaced it.
They used a pencil.
There's a bit of graffiti on that.
Underlining
book.
Some of the items in it. So I got thinking about it. Okay, why would you underline certain things and not use post-it notes? You remember how people used post-it notes in the edges?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it fondly.
Yeah. This idea of putting underlining in is, I would say that's fine, but usually with your own book, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I got thinking about it, so I read through and I turned, after reading about six chapters in this book, I needed a break, from the storytelling she was doing. She's a good writer.
First page, I'd need a break.
So then I ended up getting this idea that, okay, go get a cold iced tea. Yeah, because it was during those hot days in August that I started reading this book. To what, 2 weeks ago? Maybe three.
Oh, you've had it that long. The way you spoke, it sounded as if it was like today you got this book.
No.
Look, somebody's put tape in there.
Yeah, well, I think they taped it closed.
Taped it? Like they're fixing
tape
it?
Tape over, maybe it had
not a very
it.
Good job.
No, it's due back on the 3rd of September.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
So they didn't tell me when I took it out. Anyway.
Maybe it's in the back.
No, they don't do that anymore. They used to put a card in the back. No, it's all electronic. Come on. How long has it been since you never
don't
mind?
I haven't been to I go to the library, but, to see friends.
Yeah.
People I know.
So what I did, I went and got my iced tea, came and sat on the patio in the shade of a tree.
And you set it right down this book.
And then I started at the very beginning, and I went through, and I only read the parts that are underlined.
This seems like a Douglas thing to do.
Well, why not? You see what somebody else was thinking. That was really interesting, you know. As you get going, you say, okay, what are they picking out of Leanne's writing? This may be somebody who's writing an essay for a class or
a dissertation.
That would be something. Yeah, if you were doing a dissertation,
you can't even see who had it before you.
Mm.
Look there; they even wrote in it.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, I've got to get to the end doing this. Didn't take long. You know, there are about 15 or 20 spots underlined. But the questions that are here are really interesting because the last question under the last underlined section is, what Simpson's books all about? So this person summed it up for me, so all I had to do was read this.
So you don't have to think for yourself.
And then it was done.
So you didn't have to think for yourself. You didn't have to put any work in, Doug.
Each chapter.
Somebody else did it for you.
Oh, no, just there's something else that you have to do that I have to
do. But you know what, Doug?
I don't know if you would do
They
it.
Might be wrong.
Exactly.
Did you ever think about that?
Well, that's what I'm coming to because
Why would you think that?
But then I remembered that in Leanne's every chapter has footnotes. They're referenced. So then I got thinking, maybe this book that she was writing was for her PhD. Okay, because, you know, you have to write a lot for that, and you have to really have it well researched. And so I started looking at all of them. There are 235 references.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So the question I had was, how many of these have I read? You know?
Crazy questions.
Yeah, or how many of these authors have we, you and I, had a chance to interact with? You know, to interview or to listen to on the show.
Take a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anywhere you want. So I got thinking, all right, let's try this.
No.
So I have to warn you, all the way through, Leanne is bringing...
not this one either, Doug.
No, not this book. You don't like it?
No, I haven't read any of these people.
A lot of it has Ojibwe language and Anishinaabe Mwen in it. And it's really good because, you know, I can understand a few words in it, but then as I got going, I realized, I don't need to have it translated. Through her writing and her storytelling, she basically tells me when and how to use that word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So... Anyway.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I know a couple of these people.
Okay.
And I'll hand that back to you. Cause
isn't that amazing? That you know, here, you know some of the people already. And this is the last chapter. So, anyway. You know Patricia.
Patricia who?
Mm-hmm. Montour. Montour Angus. You met her.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh. Right here.
That wasn't the one that...
We were in the other control room. The control room one with a great big studio beside it.
Oh, yeah?
She was in there with you. Then the two of us had an interview with her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When was this?
Boy, that was weird. Well, now,
please tell me a number of years ago.
It was. It was either 1998 or 99.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. And I my guess is it was 99 because I think we were doing it and I had already had some time to prepare for it. So that's when I was working on main campus, or no, at the West Campus. All right. So how's that? A lot of fun?
That was great, Doug. Yeah,
you have to keep talking a second.
A bit of a memory lane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't really have a whole lot to say, Doug. It's nice out, of course.
Right.
It's practically perfect.
Yeah, with the weather the way
like
it is.
Like a sweater day.
Oh, yeah. That's why when I saw you walk in with a T-shirt on, a very light T-shirt, I'm thinking, what's
going on? But I did wear pants this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no shorts, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't wear pants.
I've got my socks and shoes on, my heavy-duty shirt that I button-up shirt, mm-hmm. and I've got my polar fleece on.
Nice.
And another coat in the car, just in case.
I wouldn't say it's that cold.
Okay. No. Anyway, so I just thought, well, we'll talk a bit about Leanne Simpson later on, because when I came in, this is actually why we're talking about it.
Why?
Well, because the newspaper that was sitting in our foyer here is, now I have to find, well, this is the special one that is sent from Skelton Park. You read these all the time, don't you?
Truthfully? Yeah.
The Skelton Press.
I've seen them.
Neighborhood music and that sort of. This is issue 13, spring of 2023.
Nice.
Yeah. But they have an article on, I don't know what page this is. Page 27. And reflection, resonance, and resilience.
For all those people out
guess
there that collect.
What this is about.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
is it about this
about
book?
Her book. That's why
wow.
I wrote this. Stories of Anishinaabe. Recreation, resurgence, and a new emergence.
That's amazing.
That's
how it is that you picked this one up.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, and then you went and got this book?
I had this book a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you already
had
it.
The paper I got when I came into the foyer
what,
today.
Kismet?
I don't know what you call it. Turtles playing with us.
With you.
So, I thought, Anishinaabe, guess what song we have?
What?
Edge of the Earth.
Nice.
You believe that?
No.
Oh, it all goes together.
All right.
Eventually. Here you go. Anishinaabe.
It's in this flesh that's, oh, it's in the If you had the chance, would you change it? Oh, these burning bridges. Could you and not be the same thing? And is there room for forgiveness? Oh, this ignorance leaves us broken.
Hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
On Saturday, August 30th, the Gaels roll into Hamilton for a Steel City showdown against the McMaster Marauders. Can the Gaels bounce back from a home heartbreaker to pick up their first win of the season? Or will the Marauders plunder and pillage their way to victory? There's only one way to find out, and there's only one place to catch all the action. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. Gaels Game Day on CFRC, over a century of excellence.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so, too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Well, Sean, we're gonna have some fun starting up our the last of our four
The day has come, has it?
Oh, yeah. This is the Robertson tribute. Yeah. So
after today, it'll all be history.
It will be. It is. Yeah. That's why we're doing it.
Is it going to go down in the, the archives here? Probably,
right? Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah. But it won't be the last time we play Robbie Robertson songs.
Okay? Oh, gosh, no. It's not like we're retiring him.
But I'm going to let you get things sorted out there, and so, I'll just line up Robbie's music.
Douglas.
Yes.
Today, with the historical tracks thing.
Yes.
We're going to journey... the soundscapes of a true legend. That's that Robbie Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a man whose songs are not just music.
But?
They are living histories.
And they're also stories.
And stories. So that Robbie Robertson, he's a musician, and he found his voice by listening to the past. Just like we're doing. His own indigenous heritage, the forgotten stories of North America and the soul of the land itself.
Oh, that's going to be tonight. Yeah.
Tonight?
You know, this is the storyteller's night. We started with Leanne Simpson. You've been playing with me.
You sent me
all that. The turtle sent you this.
It's that turtle's been...
You sent this newspaper article, but you know what? I thought, well, what we'll do is we'll just listen to the first little bit of the first song, and I'll come back and tell you about it.
Really?
Well, that's...
Play the whole thing.
No, just part of it.
All right.
Well, there you go. That's a way to start, isn't it?
Yep.
And that is Words of Fire.
Get your attention.
Deeds of Blood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's a masterful tapestry, isn't it? Get you started. Wait till you hear it all.
Okay.
It's a song about the expulsion of the Acadians. You know, he did one before. We highlighted that. Driftwood. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's a story of a people forced from their homes in the conflict not of their making.
I would say. Yeah.
And it wasn't all indigenous people who were affected by this at the time. People should be thinking about that. Anyway, Robertson didn't write a dry history lesson. He wrote a song with the lonesome cry of the fiddle, and a melody that feels like a long, sad journey.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like that when it started, eh, with the drums. He captures the sorrow of a people wronged and a grief that echoes through generations. It's a testament to how music can remember what the history books forgot. And it's turning a painful memory into a mournful, beautiful song.
Nice.
Here's Words of Fire, Deeds of Blood.
Sent you here to dispose of us as you see fit. If I thought you were sent by the Creator, I might be induced to think you had a right to dispose of me. Do not misunderstand me, but understand me fully with reference to my affection for the land. I never said the land was mine to do with as I choose. The one who has a right to dispose of it is the one who has created it. I claim a right to live on my land and accord you the privilege to return to yours.
That was great.
You like that start?
Yeah, what do you call it? Words of Fire.
Is that right?
Yeah, so anyways, great song.
Mm-hmm.
But the questions poised in this here next song,
right,
are deeply personal, yet they are also universal. And it's...
we always say, what about now?
What about now? Yeah. It says, if, after looking at the grand epic tragedies of history, so the Robbie,
mm-hmm.
turns the lens inward.
Oh, okay.
And, well, you know what happens.
Well, why don't we hear it? What about now?
Sure, go for it.
So that, how's that song? You like that one?
That one is a good one, and it, and it's been on, you know, regular. It's been on all radio.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's one of those intimate kind of longing songs.
Yeah, he broke through that, ceiling.
Some people have written that it's a love song, you know, that's it, but I wonder if it's more than that. You know, when you listen to it again, it's still ringing in my head as I would about now. As
I always thought it was a love song.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a question that's asked of the present moment. And after all the history that we've been hearing about, and after all the pain and struggle, what about now? What about this moment? And there's a connection here, too, to the Ann Simpson book that I brought in. What about now? You know, all the pain and struggle, but what about now, and where are we going to go from here? It also brings up something that Murray St. Clair, Justice Murray St. Clair, was Senator Murray St. Clair, when the three commissioners of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission started talking about, what about now?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't he say...
Did he break out in song?
No, well, no, he didn't, but he had the same theme, which is quite interesting. Where are you from? Where are you going? And what are you going to do? Those are thoughts that they had from that reconciliation. Anyway, this song that Robbie Robertson wrote, and I was looking back trying to find the exact dates that he had this one. This was, I think, 1972, somewhere around there.
This one here?
Yeah.
1991.
Oh, what about now?
That's what it says.
It was written in 91, or the person who...
Released in 91.
Oh, my. Okay. Thought it was
Storyville. It's Storyville one.
Ah, okay.
Nowhere is near the 70s.
No.
I guess nearer to the 70s than we are.
We lived through this.
It's like only two away, I guess.
That's right. Anyway, it's basically a quiet reflection, you know.
But I'll go with you.
On finding grace and love. How's that? Yeah. And not the world of chaos.
No, I know. I read the words here now, and... I don't think it's maybe even a it could be, I guess, a love song, but I'm not entirely sure if it's, what do you call it, a history song either.
No, it's
I think it's a song about
reflection.
being in the moment.
Yeah, that's
quit
exactly.
Thinking about what happened.
Yeah, just think about now.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Or what might happen.
Uh-huh. Or what could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what
don't
might,
go skating with me.
What might and what could, kind of the same.
Yeah, okay.
Same idea there, but yeah.
I thought about this when I was on a river this summer, Ox Tongue River, and the Ox Tongue River has a lot of rapids on it.
Okay.
And at one part it was really calm. It was beautiful. It moving along slowly, and guess what? It actually hits the point of turning into a very roaring, even if it was late summer or midsummer, rapid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me play the next song for you, and or a little bit of it. So
wait.
Before you start.
All right, go.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
great.
Start.
Yeah. This here is Robbie's journey back into his heritage.
Mm-hmm.
The stories that were older than United States and Canada.
Wow.
Combined.
Uh-huh.
Like you add them together.
Yeah, and still older than that.
Still older than that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Code of Handsome Lake. It's a direct and powerful homage to his Mohawk ancestry. And the Great Law of Peace. We just had the Great Law of Peace in Dianega.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, like at the beginning of August.
Oh.
And
before folks, the powwow or after?
No, yeah, before the powwow. It was the recital of the Great Law of Peace.
Oh, my goodness. And how long did it take? Cause,
well, it wasn't the full one.
No, okay.
It was just, you know, like the Reader's Digest
version. No,
but it was full days. It was, I want to say, four. Mm-hmm. Four full days of...
And it's meant for people to think about where they're going.
Yeah.
No, really?
So...
Yeah, that's so. Let's see what Robbie Robertson did with this. I'm just thinking too. You know the area south of Rochester, and like Letchworth State Park area.
I do. Well, I know it. Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't know it personally.
They had a gathering there many years ago when some of the leaders from the 13 colonies in the United States went to visit them. And they didn't get the whole thing. They got less than what you had at Tyndonega.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly there's a council house there in the park, and they have a museum set up nearby. And I was there with some friends many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. But that was my first introduction. And then right across the Finger Lakes.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you want to hear Code of Handsome Lake?
Go for it. So
So that's the Code of Handsome Lake, organized by Robbie Robertson, but a lot of influence from elders.
I don't think he was there when
they did it. They started it? No.
Back in the day when the Handsome Lake was around, I don't think he was there.
Mm. Well, this is, you know,
I'm almost certain he wasn't.
Yeah, this is a song that simply tells a story.
Yeah,
you didn't pull up the words, but that's okay because I was listening.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's a song that sort of channels the spirit of the story, right? Handsome Lake was a Seneca prophet. I don't like the word prophet myself, but it just signifies he was someone that everybody recognizes being a very important person. How's that? Anyway, so he had a vision, and he brought a new code of conduct for his people as sort of a way to survive the crushing forces of colonialism.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, what was happening there? Anyway, it's a message. This is the theme for tonight. Who knew? It's a message of resilience, spiritual awakening, and cultural reclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Robertson's music sort of helps feel the ceremony of the drum and the heartbeat echoing across centuries. And it reminds us all of the three teachings. So what are they?
The three teachings, while they still live on, it's a reminder that the indigenous cultures are not relics of the past, but living traditions that have survived and continued to thrive.
Right. And you mentioned that when we first started this song, or just before
what,
we started.
What, that he wasn't that old?
No, that it's still surviving, and you had it at Tanganyika territory.
No. No, what I mentioned was that the Great Law, Code of Handsome Lake is different than the Great Law.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah. No,
I have to go back and read.
No.
I have to go back and read more about the Great Law. Because, you were right. You told me before that it's from a long time ago. Long before colonialism.
Yeah, the Great Law of Peace. Mm-hmm. And that showed up when...
Right.
Other people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought that Great Law of Peace
and,
to the Iroquois Nation.
Right, and they...
Wait, sorry. Yep. I am sorry. It was not the Iroquois Nation when he showed up. It was not.
Oh, okay.
He brought about the nation. He brought
the gatherings together.
Yeah, he brought the peace to the warring nations.
Mm-hmm. So that's when the Mohawks became the keepers of the East, and the Seneca keepers of the West.
Yeah, that's when the Confederacy was born.
Mm. Emerged.
Emerged. Yeah. When there was a coming together the weapons of war were buried beneath the Tree of Peace. You remember
I remember that.
It used to be a historical minute or whatever.
That's
it was.
Right, yeah.
It was a historical minute on the TV.
Yeah.
I go back to the TV because
it was
TV is awesome. TV is the best teacher out there. Like other people will say, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it is. Anyways, it was on that Is it the historical minute or a moment time or whatever? Canadian
historical minute.
Yeah, and Canada wanted to take claim to it, but it wasn't really Canada's Canada's history. Anyways,
it was the people's history.
Yeah, so like you know, they all got together
and put their war weapons
down.
Raised
the tree, and there you go, the tree of peace. Yeah,
the pine tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people of the pines. He says it in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So Handsome Lake showed up after.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you straightened
me out
on that.
Glad I know that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I know you know it. That's not a problem.
I don't like to share it often.
Talking about it together.
Yeah, I'd rather just make fun.
You're doing a good job.
What, making fun?
Yes.
Making fun of you?
Well, that's fine. You know that. Man, after 30-some years together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's just teasing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I would not consider myself even close to being an expert on that. I would suggest if anybody else was interested in that to seek out somebody that mm-hmm. would be knowledgeable.
Or bring someone in. Join us. Help us with it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not live on the air.
No.
We got a fire pit
just
over
no.
there. Oh, okay. You ready for our last song on this series?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, check this out.
I tell you what, Douglas, we talked about that other stuff just like seconds ago.
Right.
And, I'm not going to say throw that out the window.
No.
But what I am going to say is Sadie here, that's who you just heard.
Yes.
Incredibly gifted singer.
Mm-hmm.
She sings, I like to say, from her ankles up. She is just an incredible voice. She's an incredible talent. She sings with the Six Nations, I believe. I think. And you may know or you may not know, I lived it. Back in 2002, the Olympics showed up there in Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
Utah.
Of all places.
Yeah. Robbie was there.
Do you know what? When she did this song, it echoed off the mountains.
I don't
and
even
back
think she had a microphone. So it was her, and it was I want to say the Six Nations mm-hmm. women singers, but my notes don't say that. But anyways,
mm-hmm.
Robbie was there. He brought a guitar. But also, Derek Miller was there.
Oh.
Yeah.
From Tyndanega.
No, Derek Miller is from Six Nations.
Is he? Oh, man. Here I all these years I thought. No. Everybody's from Tyndanega.
How long have you been doing this show? Anyways, no. No, he's also from Six Nations. So it was like Six Nations there. Anyways. Yeah, so I don't... Did she open it, or...?
I thought... Well, we'll have to go and look at this, but... just read the rest.
So it's the stomp dance. That's what we just heard. Mm-hmm. And says it's a profound cultural tradition for many Eastern Woodland Indigenous peoples, and it's... It's a communal dance, a social dance, mm-hmm. and a circle moving counterclockwise around a fire, and the women providing the rhythmic beat, like with...
With Sadie's voice, you don't need the beat.
But she's got this ability to sing this song perform it, and it's just a beautiful song. I beg of you to play it now, Doug. No, I'm begging.
Oh, well, you gotta wait a second because we...
Let me read more then.
Oh, just...
Oh, you want to read it?
No.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that he brought the quiet sorrow of a forgotten history and the intimate hope of a love song and the defiant resilience of the people's code. All of this community, that comes together, culminates in one thing. This great storytelling and the song that that you've talked about. It's really interesting that as soon as I started playing that, you came to life ready to talk about the song.
Oh, let's go with this one. Yeah. This is a great song.
I've
heard others do it.
Why was it linked to Robbie Robertson?
Know. Well, he put it on his album.
Oh, okay. This comes.
I think this is Underworld of Red Boy.
Yeah.
Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy, I believe.
Okay. So, yeah.
It's been a number of years, Doug.
Yeah, it was the 1998 or 99, wasn't it? Something like that.
May have been a bit later earlier than that.
Because 2002, it was at the Olympics.
Yeah, but being in Salt Lake City, I'm not entirely sure how he got the gig.
Oh, like, well, he was living and working in Los Angeles. Come on.
Whatever. But you would think that it would have been kind of like them Alberta games.
Oh.
Was it Alberta? Calgary? I don't know.
Yeah, Calgary.
Wasn't there one in BC, too?
Yeah, Vancouver.